driving you home weekday afternoons. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.
This is 98.9 FM, and of course, a tragic incident last week in Moorooka with a bus driver tragically killed. But the silver lining on the cloud was a young man by the name of Aguk Niok, and he joins us on the phone today. G'day, Aguk. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm really well, buddy. And let me first of all congratulate you for your heroic efforts on Friday, jumping to action and helping these people off the bus. It certainly was a heroic gesture. I know you're not comfortable with that title, but it certainly was a heroic work that you did there. Can you talk us through first of all what you saw and what prompted you to get involved?
First of all, let me say you're highly welcome. And the thing that I saw, I was walking in Moorooka, and then I saw a bus pulling into the bus stop. And when the bus is completely stopped, the front door did open, and a gentleman jumped out from there, and he was on fire. And I was rushing to go and help him because he's set on fire himself. So I was about to help him, and then I passed the back door of the bus. Passing the back door, that's the time I realized I heard a lot of noise. People are just banging the back door and the window, and they were shouting, "Help us! Help us!" and open the door for us. Open the door for us. So I thought the bus driver will open the door for them, and I stood for a couple of seconds, and there is no one opened the door for them. So I said, all right, there is something wrong here, so I should try to do something. So I went and I pushed with my hand, trying to open the door with my hand, but that didn't work out. So I decided just to kick, and the kick works the fair time.
A lot of people would probably turn and run away from a burning bus, particularly because we see in the movies, they could blow up or this, that, and the other, but you did the opposite. You ran towards the bus to save these people. What was going through your mind? I mean, were you frightened? Were you scared? What was the emotions you were feeling?
Well, to be honest, it didn't come to my mind like I'm gonna die, or the only thing I kept thinking about them, they're gonna die. That's the only thing. So I'm like, all right, let's go and try to do something. Get these people away from here. Even when I opened the door, I was telling people, just go away, go away. Especially there is a lady with the kid that I remember. I keep telling them, just go away, while I was holding the door. So it didn't come to my mind like, I knew the bus might go off. That's why I was trying to push them away.
Well, we just happened to have the right person. They say that it's fate that these things happen. You're the right person to be in the right spot at that time. What were you actually doing in America? Were you going for a job, or there's some reports on social media you're getting a haircut?
No, I was going for a haircut, I was going for a haircut.
Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, I was going for a haircut.
And you're a driver for Yellow Cabs. I know Arthur Page is a good friend of ours here at the station, and he speaks very highly of you and says, that's a typical action for you to make. How long have you been driving with Yellow Cabs?
About 6 years now.
And what's the background? What's your backstory?
I'm from South Sudan. Came to Australia 2005.
We're glad you came over, mate, and glad you were able to put your body and everything on the line there to save these people, and such a heroic, courageous thing for you to do, mate. So we applaud you and tip our hats to your actions.
No, that's okay. Human beings deserve to be alive. And if you, as I said, if you got anything to do to help people, just go and do it. And that's what I did. It's not something that really major.
Well, as we said, it was certainly a sad day. The bus driver passing away from his injuries there, and certainly our thoughts are with the family of the driver, and of course all the people that had to witness that. A part of that as well, how you dealing with the emotions in the aftermath?
Well, I'm trying to work my head around it and just not to think about it. That's why and if you realize when you call me, I was with people. I'm just at work, so trying not to think about it, trying to live a normal life that I was living. So yeah, I'm trying to just to forget about this year. I know it's not going to be easy to go away, but you know, I don't want to think about it. I don't want it to stop me from whatever I was doing. So yeah, I need to keep just going. So, yeah.
You're being praised on social media as well. It's absolutely erupted on Facebook and Twitter with all the outpouring of thanks and emotion from people. Have you got to see any of those comments from people, and how does that make you feel?
Well, it makes you feel really, really good. Like, you did something really good. Otherwise, you can't say, let's just say, you can't be just right and all these people are wrong. So, yeah, okay, thank you. But no, I've got no word to say apart from just thank you.
Well, we thank you, Agook, and of course you're going to be nominated for a Bravery Award as well, which you certainly do deserve. You're an absolute gentleman, a hero, and a courageous human being, and we applaud you. Thank you very much for your actions and quick thinking.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Hey, by the way, did you finally get around to getting that haircut?
No. I just want to kill a little bit. Yeah, just all good. I'll be fine. Yeah,
all right. Thank you very much.
I'm gonna do it. You're welcome, mate. Nice talking to you. Bye.
Driving you home weekday afternoons. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.